Welcome to Heritage Printing, Signs, Ampersand Displays. Today we have come up with a new topic about vinyl or fabric. What's best for your banner? When it's time to order a new visual solution and you finally decided on a banner to send your message, you still have a few questions to finalize the order. Your size, your design, the stand or display option, and finally what material. This is a good question as it is important and will serve you and your investment the best if you get it right. There are two options, vinyl or fabric. However, there are a few sub-options of these that can cater to certain environments and uses, but those specifics are beyond the scope of what we will cover here. Vinyl or fabric. Let's look at the main differences and then we'll go into detail about them. The main differences of vinyl and fabric banners. Cost. Cost is probably the highest criterion on most lists. Appearance. Fabric or vinyl will have an impact on the overall appearance of the banner, mostly because surface textures and other material characteristics. Durability. Where and when it will be used and how long it can be used in this way before it fails or looks bad. Transport. When transporting a banner, by shipping, car, plane or train, it will be different depending on your banner. Maintenance. This will matter the more you use your banner. If it's just a single-use banner, then this will not apply to your situation. Cost factors. The cost of a banner relies on a few factors. Size, material, ink cost measured by image and background color, ink densities, finishing lead times. The same banner will cost more if the order needs to be rushed, pushed ahead of other orders. Size. The size of a banner is more of a multiplier to the rest of the other factors. It plays a role in determining cost, but only after having set the other factors in the equation. A banner costs a certain amount of money to produce depending on the material used, the amount of ink needed to print the images, and the method of finishing, which also takes time, labor and materials. Given these factors, the bigger the banner, the more it will cost. Material. As we learned above, material will play a part in the cost of the banner. This is simply because some materials cost more than others. Typically, fabric will be more expensive across the board because it is a more expensive material to make and use. Ink. Ink is a very specialized and technical part of this equation, and different types of printers use different types of ink. There are differences in ink down to molecular levels that determine its durability and longevity. Most high-quality printers will use long-lasting and durable inks, and some companies will use the cheapest on the market to keep costs down. Heritage Printing only uses high-quality inks on our products because we care about our reputation and the quality of our products over profit. The material used for the banner also plays a part in how much ink is used. Because fabric material is a porous material, it requires more ink to create the same image that would need less to be printed on vinyl material. Along with material, the image on the banner and the background color will determine how much ink will be used and again, how much it will cost. A banner that is mostly white will cost less than a banner that is mostly black or some other dark color. The banner with the darker background will require more ink and therefore cost more to produce. Finishing. Finishing a banner means what needs to be done to a banner after it is printed to fulfill the order and allow the banner to be easily displayed, whether it be hanging on a building or put on a banner stand. All banners can have grommets, pull pockets, Velcro or simply straight trimmed. The only difference here is that fabric banners require a special trimming method called a hot knife, and the edges, whether it's a hem, pull pocket,